One of them's a phone, one of them's a GPS. Which is which? We'll find out. It's time to watch
Before You Buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Start using your time more effectively with Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, go to Stamps.com now. Click on the microphone and enter Before You Buy. And by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/beforeyoubuy. Hello, and welcome to Before You Buy, the show where we talk about great products. All of our TWiT staffers get to chime in, review the products they're the most interested in. That's kind of fun for me because everybody's got a different take on them. And we really try to give you a personal take. You know, you can always get the statistics, the speeds and feeds from a website. But what we're trying to do is kind of let you know how it feels to really use these products. One of our guys, Tony Wang, is a big phone user. In fact, introduced me to the Galaxy Note.
Yep.
I fell in love with it and ran out and bought it, got the Note 2. You have since gone in a different direction.
Yeah, I'm currently using a Nexus 4.
So you're still Android, but you don't like apparently the big screen anymore? Is that what's... Because we decided to give you the...
I kept on dropping my Note.
We thought, well, he's not going to drop this. This is LG's response to the Galaxy Note. It's called their Optimus G, and we let Tony...
G Pro.
Yeah. There's no amateur version. This is the real deal. We let Tony take a look at it, play with it a little bit, and here you go with his review.
I'm Tony Wayne for 2L TV, and Before You Buy, and today I'm reviewing the LG Optimus G Pro for AT&T. The LG Optimus G Pro is one of the first phones to have Qualcomm's new Snapdragon 600 quad-core chipset, and it's currently running at 1.7 gigahertz in this phone, and it's paired with 2 gigabytes of RAM and 32 gigabytes of built-in storage, but only 22 of those are available out of the box because you're filled with other LG bloatware and a bunch of AT&T software that you just cannot delete. The display is a gorgeous 5.5-inch LCD display. It is IPS, but it's not OLED. And to power this huge display, you have a 3140 milliamp hour battery, which just barely gets by about 10 hours of heavy use daily. And of course, if you're a moderate user, or if you're just using it here and there, this would last at least 20 hours. So not only do you have 32 gigabytes of internal storage, you also have a micro SD card slot that lets you add more memory, up to 64 gigabytes of storage. What I really love about this phone is, as you can see, the notification light in the front. Just like the Nexus 4, which is also made by LG, I can set my notification light to whatever notification I get. The shortcoming of this phone is that it's still running 412 and not the current 422. The back of this phone is a very, very impressive 13 megapixel camera. And the front's got a 2.1 megapixel front-facing camera. The software that LG paired with the camera is very intelligent and is able to sort of figure out what situation you're in at the moment. If you're shooting a macro shot, low light shot, or even an outdoor scenic shot or landscape. The G Pro actually has a function key built on the phone on the side where you can assign any apps to it. So what I did was I assigned the camera app to that button, even though you can't wake up the phone using that button, but you can still use the camera effectively by using it as a shutter button. One of my favorite features of this phone is the ability to multitask, and LG calls it Q-Slide, but it's the same thing as Samsung's iteration where you can run multiple apps on the same display. There's only a handful of apps that you can use with this function, but you can actually change the transparency of these apps. So if you tweak it, you can actually have three apps running at the same time. Pro of the G Pro, it is the fastest phone you can get out there right now. It is so fast. I had zero lag while I'm using this phone. Even when the reception is not very good on the LTE network, it's still fast. The camera is amazing. I love this camera. It's probably one of the best cameras out there. Con of this phone is that it's loaded with bloatware and software that you can't delete that you'll probably never use. And it's not running the latest version of Android, which is a shame, but I'm sure it's coming soon. So buy a try or don't buy for the LG Optimus G Pro. It is definitely a buy. You get the newest, latest, and the greatest in this 5.5-inch package that you can kind of hold in one hand. I'm Tony for Turo TV, and before you buy, and this is the LG Optimus G Pro.
You know I'm a fan, Tony, of the big phones.
Yeah.
I like that. No stylus, so it doesn't have... That's one thing missing from it that the Samsung Galaxy
right.
Note 2 has.
Right.
And, you know, the AT&T or crap, where all AT&T phones have that. So if you're buying an AT&T phone, it was the same on the HTC One. It was like, oh, this stuff I don't really want. It replaces the messaging app, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I could tell that you're a Nexus 4 user because it doesn't come with any crapware. So
right, exactly.
You're used to not having it. Well, I like it. It's a nice phone. What's the battery life like? Usually on big phones, you got a big battery.
Yeah, so you know, I've been using it consistently about 10 hours a day, which is not as...
Not as much as I'd like.
Yeah, I mean, because the display is so big.
Right.
So
removable battery?
Yes.
Okay, so you could get an extra if you wanted to.
Definitely.
And you thought the camera was the best you've used?
Yeah. Best Android camera I've used.
That's tempting, too. Yeah. Thank you for the review, Tony Wang, our editor-in-chief. Radford Castro manages the engineering department, and I guess he likes to rock out because he wanted to review the Soul SL300 headphones. Radford?
Hi, I'm Radford Castro, and this is a review of the SL300 by Soul Headphones. The SL300 is actually an upgrade from its previous headphones, SL100, and based on the latest designs, they have actually made some upgrades to the driver size, as well as a couple of other things, some of the comfort levels, including the sound quality, which is kind of a big difference at this point. What the other cool thing about it, too, is that along with some of the things that they've added and improvements that they've made is basically an inline remote that this comes with. And now the jack actually goes into the headphones rather than the outside so that it doesn't break. So... durability seems to have improved from its last product, but for the most part, it is pretty comfortable. Putting it on the head, it actually cancels out a lot of the noise that's coming out already. But on top of that, they actually have a noise-canceling feature actually that is on part of the headphone that you can turn on or off at any point. So these are actually pretty nice. There are two flavors of this that this comes with, and... the sound quality itself is actually quite nice. It has some pretty good deep bass, mid-level, so if you're listening to a lot of hip-hop or a variety of bass-heavy type tracks, maybe drum and bass type soundtracks, they actually work pretty well. And as far as like the crispness, if you're listening to more stuff like, I don't know, classical music or possibly stuff that is a little bit more acoustic, then these headphones actually hit it pretty well in the mark. It's a huge upgrade in terms of the driver size as well as the quality of the speakers that are in the headphones itself. As far as the pros are concerned, it's lightweight. It has a nice box, has a beautiful case that it comes with, and design is not too bad. As far as the cons are concerned, I'm kind of concerned about its durability. It is flexible, but I'm somewhat concerned about how it will last over time. The other thing, too, is that it is a fingerprint magnet. So you'll be wiping this very often as you kind of travel around with it. Another big con, too, I have to say, is the price. The price right now, as it stands, is $299, but there are sales right now where you can get this for a lot cheaper. Probably even half the price, if a lot less. So my final verdict, this is actually a buy. And that was a review of the SL300 by Soul Headphones. And for Before You Buy, I'm Radford Castro.
You see Radford walking around the studio all the time wearing those. I like the quilted plush white vinyl on the inside of the headphones. That's hysterical. Reminds me of a hotel I stayed in once. Very much like the W Hollywood. It was all white. Quilted white plush, but that's another story for another day. Thank you, Radford. Radford Castro is our director of engineering. Coming up, we're going to take a look at, yes, a standalone GPS. They're still in the market. But first, I got a little tip for those of you who do a lot of mailing. A pro tip, stamps.com. Why should you be going to the post office to buy stamps or worse, spend all that extra on a postage meter, special inks, even having to still have to go to the post office to charge it up. That's crazy talk. You'll save up to 80% off a postage meter with Stamps.com. You're going to love Stamps.com, too, because it prints right on the envelope or prints you mailing labels for any kind of package, any class of mail. You can have your company logo on it, a return address. It'll pick up the recipient's address from your QuickBooks, your address book, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, PayPal, if you're, you know, a seller on one of those. It is really fantastic. You even get discounts you're not going to get at the post office. Discounts on priority mail, express mail. It fills out the forms for you on international mail. Stamps.com. Now, here's a special offer for you. You're going to go to the Stamps.com site, Stamps.com. But don't go for that $80 value. No, no, no. Click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter in our offer code before you buy, and that $80 value turns into a $110 bonus value, including that great USB scale, so you never have to guess about postage. No more postage due or overpaying for postage. There you go. That $110 bonus offer, including the digital scale, so you never have to guess at postage. You get a supply kit worth $5. You get $55 in free postage to use over the first few months of your Stamps.com account. And, of course, you get a free month of Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Do all your mailing the pro way with Stamps.com. We thank them so much for their support of Before You Buy. Many of the reviews, all the reviews of Before You Buy, are made available on YouTube, so you can watch the full-length review. Sometimes we make them shorter on the show, but you can get more details on our YouTube page, youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. I think this is the first time Patrick Delahanty has done a review on Before You Buy.
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
Thank you.
One of our, if not the newest, I think the newest employee. You are a computer programmer?
Yes, I am.
And moved here from Boston?
Yes, Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, so glad to have you. You've already made a huge change at this place. I know you're working on the twit.tv site, which desperately needs some help, so thank you. We gave you something you probably could have used on your trip.
I know.
Yeah. You drove all the way out here.
3,000 miles.
How did you find it? I don't understand. So this seems like a category that is doomed, the standalone GPS.
Yeah. And I used my phone to navigate when I got here, but I used this for the last week and a half.
What I find interesting is that this looks so much like a smartphone. Big glass screen, right about the same size. This is the Garmin Nuvi 3597. Let's take a look at Patrick's review.
I'm Patrick Delahanty, web engineer at Twit, and I'm reviewing the Garmin Nuvi 3597 GPS. So the Nuvi comes with a suction cup mount and a magnetic connection. So all you have to do, snap it right on. There's no clips to do or anything difficult to get this hooked up. And the power cable hooks into the mount, so you don't need to disconnect that from the GPS. This has a multi-touch touch screen, so you can use it much like you would a cell phone. You can also change the little car icon. I've changed mine to an X-Wing fighter. Or you can use voice navigation. All you have to do is say voice command.
Say a command.
Find place.
Speak the name of a place.
Starbucks.
Searching for Starbucks.
One issue I did find with this is that the database seems to be very limited. I'm not familiar with Petaluma because I just moved here, so I've been using it to try to find restaurants. And a lot of the restaurants I found aren't actually in there.
Searching for Chinese.
Now, I looked at the list of Chinese restaurants and I discovered that two of the ones in the list weren't there. So that was kind of disappointing. Now, the Nuvi can also hook up to your cell phone, your iPhone or Android, via Bluetooth. And once it's connected through an app that you can download for free, you can use it to make calls. Voice command.
Say a command.
Phone.
Select a phone menu item.
Phone book.
What contact would you like to call?
Time and temperature.
Calling time and temperature.
During a large traffic backup in Oakland last weekend, it really didn't indicate that it was large. It said it was light traffic. And then later on, it said that there was heavy traffic, but there was nothing. Traffic information doesn't seem to be as good as it could be.
Take exit 472B on the right to California 116 East toward Nevada.
And it actually replicates what the exit looks like with a bridge and the exact position of the sign. So pros and cons. I mean, pros, this has a great-looking screen and maps. It provides lane guidance, which is very helpful on large highways. And I wish I had that when I drove here from Boston. And it also works when there's no cell service. So if you're driving in the mountains and there's no cells, you can still use this to get around. Cons, though, it's very expensive at $349.99 suggested retail price. The database is outdated, even though I just updated it a few days ago. And you can't use this for walking or geocaching. You have to use it for addresses and car navigation only. So buy, try, don't buy. I'm going to have to give this a don't buy. At $350, it's way too expensive. And the traffic, you can get much better traffic on your phone. And this, I don't think, really can compete with your phone. I'm Patrick Delahanty for TWiT, and this has been my review of the Garmin Nuvi 3597.
Thank you, Patrick. Good review. It's a shame because this kind of feels like the GPS I would have loved to have had a couple of years ago when I bought standalone GPSs. It's a lot more like a smartphone. I like the pinch and zoom. And
it's a great device, but I just can't justify the cost when you have a smartphone, or you could buy a smartphone for that amount of money.
You put Waze in there, and the maps are going to be more up-to-date. The traffic's going to be up-to-date. It's a little disappointing. These are Navtech maps, and it's a little disappointing that it's not more accurate on the points of interest.
And like it said, 7-Eleven was a gas station, so if I went there to fill up...
That's frustrating.
See, I'm still used to buying GPSs for my mom. See, she still has a flip phone, and she uses a car that doesn't have built-in GPS.
Yeah, there's
so
definitely
a
market.
In her case, it would definitely work.
And this is a revolution for people who have been using maps, right?
Yeah.
I like the way it docks. It's very easy. You do want to take the GPS out of the car when you park and you get your car broken into. So that makes it very easy, and it's small enough. You could just pocket it. It's very thin and light. $350. I guess for some people like your mom, this might be a good choice. But for anybody with a smartphone, you already got something better.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, Patrick. Patrick Delahanty, our web designer, our web programmer, web engineer. We really appreciate having you here. It's great. We're glad you came out.
Thanks.
You could do one little like that if you want. Yeah, that's okay. The chat room was betting when you'd sneak in the NSFW reference. Our next review comes from Chad Johnson, who produces all the big shows, TWiT and Mac Break Weekly, Twig, on this network. He also is, of course, the host of OMG Craft, our Minecraft show. And we gave him a kind of good-looking... It's gone. Oh, here it is. I thought he stole it back. A kind of good-looking... PS3 controller. In fact, I need a new controller. I might take a look at this. Let's see what Chad thinks. Chad?
Hello, my name is Chad Johnson. I'm with TWiT and Before You Buy. And this week, I am reviewing the Geotech SC1 Sports Gaming Controller. This is a wireless controller for your PlayStation 3. It's wireless with an included USB dongle. Now, this is... First, just by touching the device, I can tell that I love the soft plastic. The handles feel more ergonomic than your standard PlayStation 3 controller, and generally it feels very well constructed. Now, it's hard to not compare this to your typical Sony controller that you get with your PlayStation system. This comes in at around $50, and you can find a typical Sony controller for around $45. So I have one here just to kind of show it off. The first major difference is that the Sony controller's joysticks are in the middle of the device, and the SC1 has moved the position of the left controller to the upper corner. This is more in line with an Xbox 360 controller, and I really like the difference because I typically only use that joystick with my left thumb, and it's placed in a more comfortable position than in the center of the controller. So a good add there. Other than that, in terms of construction, there are nice metal rims around the joysticks so that you won't degrade the plastic over time. Also on the back, your bumper and trigger keys feel a lot better constructed than your typical Sony controller. Those keys on the Sony controller always felt soft and really unresponsive to me, but these I feel really give me a good tactile response. This controller does support the rumble feature, the DualShock feature, but it does not support a six-axis motion control feature, which is kind of a bummer because if you want to play a game like Heavy Rain, you can't. You just cannot play that game with this controller. A little bit of a disappointment. Some features that this controller has over a Sony controller is a turbo button, which when you hold it down and press a key, that becomes a turbo key, so you don't have to mash on that key. It also has some function keys, which allow you to program successive key commands all at once. So if you're playing in some sort of Mortal Kombat game, you can quickly get a move done every single time, which is a nice pro feature. You can also change the sensitivity of the joysticks by pressing down that key and moving the joystick left and right. Finally, they claim a 25-hour battery life on this controller. Now for the pros and cons of this device. For the pros, I found that this has a great look and feel. Also, I really liked the inclusion of the function and turbo buttons, and I felt like the joystick placement was better on this controller. Now for the cons, no six-axis support was a shocker, and you need to use an external USB dongle with this wireless controller. Now, the USB dongle is a little bit forgivable. A lot of third-party controllers also include an extra dongle. Now, the price... coming in at $49.99, $50. Buy, try, don't buy for the Geotech SC1 sports gaming controller. I have to give this a try. Like I said before, the lack of six-axis support is a real shocker. I specifically bought a PlayStation-only game because I wanted to test out a game that I couldn't play on any other system. I chose Heavy Rain. I just wasted my money because I thought that my controller was compatible with the game, and it wasn't. But the pro features are really, really useful. I love the fact that it has a turbo button and function keys. So that's why I'm giving it a try. For some pro users, this may be a great controller. For some just normal users, the lack of six-axis support is going to be a complete turnoff. That has been my review for the Geotech SC1 Sports Gaming Controller. Thank you so much for watching. I have been Chad Johnson for Before You Buy and Twit. See you next time.
I do love the feel of this. I don't play Heavy Rain. I wonder if lack of six axis really is a killer or not. If you played a game with six axis, it would be, but I don't think I have any games with six axis. So I like this. It feels much more like an Xbox 360
controller. It's very comfortable.
I really like how it feels.
Yeah.
Love 25 hours, too. Thank you, Chad. Chad Johnson, the host of OMG Craft Tuesdays and Thursdays right here on Twit. You see Shannon is here. Snubs, Shannon
Hello.
Morse, our producer.
Hello.
And in a bit, you're going to review a net cam for us. And
yes.
I have the new Nokia Lumia 928, the Verizon model of the Nokia 928, which just appeared in my mailbox. And if whoever sent this, just let me know so I can send it back to you afterwards. But Well, I'll save it for later because I want to tell you right now about Audible.com. Did you ever read Angels and Demons or The Da Vinci Code?
I saw the movies.
Yeah.
Are they available on Audible?
They are. Not only are they available, but the new one, Dan Brown has just published his newest, I think it's the fourth in the series, Angels and Demons, Da Vinci Code, and the newest is called Inferno, and it's now available. Same great reader. It really is a dramatic read. I think you're going to like it. Paul Michael narrates it. It's the fourth in the Robert Langdon series. The Lost Symbol, that's the one I couldn't remember. That was the third episode. So all four of them are available. I'm going to tell you how you can get any one of them for free. If you've read the others or you saw the movies, this is the one to get, Inferno. What are you? You told me you're reading something you really like.
Oh, I am. I'm reading this really good book called Lucifer's Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
It's an apocalyptic tale based in the 60s, and it's about this comet that, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but it's a long Audible book, and it is so good.
I've read it on Audible.
It's a thriller.
Yeah, it's Jerry Pournelle, Larry Niven. It's one of the classic science fiction novels.
Oh, I love it.
Jerry, as you know, is a regular on our shows. He has been on Triangulation a couple of times now. Good choice. Love Lucifer's Hammer. If you've not read that is a must read.
There's a few times when I've been listening to it while I'm brushing my teeth and my heart's pounding.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, those characters. What's going to happen next?
I love, for some reason, and this is a common genre, I think, in science fiction. The everything is over. The world, you know, there was a plague or a comet hit. Or there was a collapse.
Yeah.
And now what do you do next?
Exactly.
It's just a good, this that reminds me of Stephen King's The Stand, another great novel. And one of the classic books called Earth Abides. If you haven't read that, ooh, that's another one you should
that's
read.
That's on my wish list.
It's a great genre because it gives you a chance to erase everything and start over. And what would life be like if you start over? There's Earth Abides, the 60th anniversary edition. This is the problem. We've now come up with three books. Pick one, okay? And you can get it for free if you go to audiblepodcast.com/beforeyoubuy. Audible books play back on almost anything, your computer for sure, but any iDevice, all the phones, Android, Windows Phone, as well as iPhone. In fact, they have great apps, which I highly recommend. Also Kindle Fire, of course, because it's an Amazon company. I'm a big fan of Audible. Audiobooks saved my life when I was commuting to Tech TV 2 or 3 hours a day in the car, and I could listen to great books. And now I have 500 books in my Audible library because it's just wonderful. I'm a big fan,
wow,
including those all three that we just mentioned. Inferno, a novel by Dan Brown, just came out. Lucifer's Hammered, Larry Niven and Jerry Pournelle, a classic. And Earth Abides by, who was that? Stewart was the guy who wrote that one. It's great. Another great Audible book. Get your book free. Your first book at audiblepodcast.com/beforeyoubuy. You're going to love it. It's a great way to pass the time of day. I mentioned this on the Gizmos. I was washing clothes yesterday. I had like 20 loads of laundry. No problem, because I had Audible blasting through the house as I'm going upstairs and downstairs, carrying the laundry, folding and all that. And it just, time goes by like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to something great like Lucifer's Hammer, you just want to keep listening.
Yeah.
You don't want to stop.
That's what happens.
Yeah. All right. We set you up with the Belkin Netcam.
You did.
Tell us about this.
So this thing is $99. And honestly, for a Netcam that you can use for home security or as a baby monitor, that's a really good price.
Is it Wi-Fi? Is it wireless?
It is. Yeah, okay. It's wireless.
I see an Ethernet jack in the back. Yeah.
And then down here, it gives you your little blinky lights to show you if your wireless is working. It's green, so I know it's working.
Now, I noticed something else on the front. It looks like it has lights.
It does. So these are night vision sensors.
Oh.
So you can do night vision as well. So
you don't, the bad guy or your baby doesn't see the light, but you can see what's going on.
You can see little red dots around here at night, but that's all. I mean, it's not really bothersome.
It's infrared or ultraviolet? I don't know.
Infrared, I believe.
Okay.
So the Belkin Netcam, I was really excited about because the area that I live in is getting a little bit to the point where I think I need to move away because, like, there's crazy people on the road that try to jump in my car and weird stuff. So I was really excited about trying this out to see if
it outside the door
for home security. I did.
Yeah.
I also put it in my living room to see how it would work with indoor and outdoor lighting.
Do we have any footage?
We do. So I took a couple of photos on here. I didn't upload them to the TriCaster, but I took some photos that I can share with you. Let me pull those up real quick.
So there is a smartphone app you can use with this.
Yes.
So you can monitor it from your phone.
Yes, there is.
That's nice. Is it? It's iPhone and Android.
It is both,
okay,
iPhone
good.
And Android. You can set this up. You have to use the application on your iPhone or your Android to set up the Netcam the first time that you get it. Very, very easy setup. They walk you straight through it with a little startup guide in the box. The image quality on it is a little bit subpar. It's 640 by 480, I believe. It's lower than HD, obviously.
Pretty low res, yeah.
Yeah, very low res. And you can take photos like this. You can also take video.
Let's see some video.
I ran into a problem, though, with the video.
Uh-uh.
There is no video.
It's dark.
Yeah, it's dark.
What's
I was
the matter?
Like, where's my video?
Yeah.
It just, it didn't show anything.
Oh.
Now, I took another video on my Nexus 4, and that one worked just fine.
Maybe there's something wrong with the iPhone software, you think?
You know, I thought that was the case, but I also had issues with the Android, too. So on this one, I took a video.
Okay.
And you can see that the frame rate is very, very low.
Yeah, no kidding.
So this is just me at work, and I'm testing it out on my phone.
Right.
I'm hitting the record button on there and playing it. And the frame rate is so low that even as I move around a whole lot, you just can't even see my hands move because it's so bad. Now, I had a few problems with this as well. With the application, when you pull it up on your phone, it looks great. It's very easy to like name and customize your webcams. So I called this one Twit Test. And when I pull up the image.
This is the live image.
Yes, this is the live image. I currently have this running. So you can see Burke back there in front of the camera. Hi, Burke. Yeah.
Very low frame rate.
Very low frame rate.
That's not so bad. At least, I mean, you don't need. You're not making a movie. You want to just see what's going on. Who's out there?
Yeah, you want to see what's going on. But sometimes the image will disconnect. Sometimes it'll freeze on you. Sometimes it'll say there's too low bandwidth. We have to stop it. And then if I hit this, oh, I got lucky. See, as soon as we start recording, it doesn't freeze.
It froze before.
Up to now, it's been freezing every time I try to exit out of the image.
It may not be frozen, but it doesn't look too good. I don't know what's going on with it.
It also records audio. So if somebody's, you know, in your house trying to rob you or something like that, it will get their name or if they say anything out loud, if they talk about, like, you know, you or if your baby starts crying, you can get all of this.
What's the night vision look like? Have you tried that?
The night vision was great. Yeah. I mean, as great as 640 by 480 is going to get.
Yeah. Infrared night vision. So even though people don't know it, you can see what's going on.
Exactly.
I think that's kind of
cool. Yeah, it was kind of fun to, you know, creep on my cats.
Well, also good if you're using it as a baby monitor so you don't have to wake up the baby, but you can at least
see what she's doing. I did have an issue with the audio as well, though, on both of these applications. Mm-hmm. On the, I think it was the Nexus 4, the audio was fine. It sounded great. But as soon as I plugged in the iPhone and hit audio on, I got this horrible hissing noise in the background, and it's not just because I was in the same room as this thing testing it out, it's just because there was a hiss. I don't know why that is, but there was a major problem with that. And with this application freezing, I just couldn't find the perfect solution to be able to watch my video. And since it kept on disconnecting, I was just very unhappy with the entire, you know, solution to my problem of trying to find some kind of home security.
Well, give us the pros and cons on this. So Belkin Netcam.
My pros, it's very easy to set up on iOS and Android, which is great. It can record and take photos when you get lucky, and it actually does so. The cons, though, the low res 640 by 420, and its slow FPS rate. It's very slow. And you can only access this online or through here on Belkin's accounts.
Oh.
So you have to log in with your username and password on Belkin's servers.
It's on their servers.
Yeah. So I don't know. Hmm. You know, it might be secure, it might not. But seeing that I do Hack 5, I always think about this kind of
stuff. I'd be nervous. Yeah, you're not sending the video directly to you. You're sending it to Belkin.
Yeah.
Who knows
what
they're doing.
I would like to be able to just connect to this and find, you know, its own IP address, which you can do, but it's not something that Belkin shares.
Right. Okay.
Also, the app crashes. There's no email notifications. You can set it up so that you can get email notifications whenever something moves in front of it. But I've had that set up since, like, Friday.
And you never got anything?
And I never got an email notification. So I was like, where are my notifications? I had to reset it.
Sounds like the software's pretty rough still.
Yeah, so the software is totally janky, and this is $99. It looks like the same hardware that you can get on Amazon for, like, $50 cheaper with different branding on the front. So I have to give it a don't buy, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that this would be the answer to my problem. Maybe their HD version, which is about $20 more, would be the problem, but this is definitely not it.
Certainly take a look at the HD version if you want higher quality. Thank you, Shannon. Shannon Morse, Snubs, produces the show.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we get everything.
Yes.
And also is the host of Threat Wire, which you can see on the tech feed on YouTube, youtube.com/techfeed every week. Find out what's going on in the world of security. Mm. A Hack 5 production. Well, we didn't expect me to be doing this today, but it was kind of serendipitous. I just got a package in the mail with a new Windows phone. And I thought, well, you know, this is a good chance for me to try it. This is not exactly the Windows phone you might be used to, the Lumia 920. Alex Gumpel reviewed that along with the HTC 8X on previous episode. This is an updated version, not the 925 that they just announced, the Illumina version, but the 928, a version of the Nokia Lumia 920 designed exclusively for Verizon. This is a CDMA phone. In fact, really, this is the first real good Windows phone available for Verizon. So it's getting a lot of attention for that reason. I'm not going to do a full review of it because, as I said, we've already reviewed the 920. But I'll talk a little bit about some of the differences. First of all, it's more squared off. You know, the 920 had a really nice rolled, curved polycarbonate back. This is still a plastic back, but it is squared off. So it has somewhat of a different feel. The squaring makes it possible, I guess, for it to be slightly thinner, but it is a little bit taller, a little bit wider than the 920. You'd probably, looking at the two of them, realize that they're very much in the same family. They have now a xenon flash instead of the LED flash that is in the Lumia 920. And they support Verizon's LTE network along with CDMA, and that's really the main difference. That and the fact that this screen is an OLED screen. The other Nokia 920 is a IPS LCD screen. I really like OLED screens. Anybody who's used the OLED screens from Samsung is used to that rich, deep saturation of color, the black blacks. And this is, it's very classic, an OLED screen. Really looks fabulous. In every other respect, very much like the Lumia 920. I mean, I don't know if you can tell how much better that screen is. They've also, you know, they've started including some of the features that we've been hearing about from Nokia, including Nokia's Here navigation. It's still in beta, but it is part of the phone. Here Maps. Nokia Drive is still in beta. The Nokia Music, which is kind of neat. It gives you free music channels, Pandora-style music channels. You won't be wanting
to... music.
Yeah, good music, but you won't want to listen on the speaker, even though it is a somewhat improved speaker. It still doesn't even sound as good as an AM transistor radio. I'm sure the headphones sound a lot better. You like the Daft Punk, I could tell. A big
little bit.
Daft Punk fan there. So the Nokia Suite is on here. And that's pretty nice. I have to say, Windows Phone, it really is a great experience. It's easy to use. It's very fluid. This is a multi-gigahertz processor, so you're getting a lot. And only $99. And I think Verizon's offering a rebate. You should check with your Verizon dealer.
That's nice.
A $50 rebate right now. So this is a very affordable for a high-end phone, which is absolutely is. It's on a par with the other high-end phones that we're seeing in the Android space. So the 928, now with LTE, Verizon finally gets a pretty nice, pretty fast Windows phone option for its customers. I definitely say it's a buy if you're a Windows phone fan. All right. That's it for this edition of Before You Buy. I thank you, everybody, for joining us. And we thank all of our reviewers, of course, Shannon, Patrick Delahanty, Chad Johnson. Missing somebody. Who else?
Radford.
And there was a guy sitting here. It looked like Tony Wang. Was that Tony Wang?
I think that was Tony Wang.
He was sitting there. Seems to have disappeared. We do this show every Tuesday afternoon right after the Giz Whiz about 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time. It's 2200 UTC. I hope you'll stop by and watch us do it live, warts and all. But if you miss it, don't worry. On-demand versions are available after the fact, both audio and video. At our website, we especially point you to YouTube for this show because we take each review and make it a separate YouTube video, and they're all full length on YouTube, so you may get more material than you got on the show itself. YouTube.com/beforeyoubuy. Got a product you'd like to see us review? BYB at twit.tv is the mailing address. I'm Leo Laporte. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, you got to watch before you buy. See you next time.